We're here with Coach Cody McDowell from Moberly. Your two Dream Team nominations were Dominic Stone King, junior quarterback, and Jared Heron, senior linebacker. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the season they had?
Well, I mean, if you start with Dominic, he's just kind of, offensively, he's kind of our catalyst. He's kind of the straw that stirs the drink. And he, you know, playing the position he plays, obviously there's a lot of pressure on that position. And in our offense and what we do, and much like any other offense, it's there's a lot expected of that position, just based on reads, on what we do in our run game, our pass game. And when you have an athlete back there that, you know, is as talented as Dominic is with probably the knowledge level of football that's probably second to none, it's comforting to know from a coaching standpoint that he's got things under control and that he's a pretty good guy to have in that position. And I think probably the biggest compliment to him is, if you ask other coaches in our league and other coaches that we play, I think the one guy they got a key on stopping is him. So, I mean, that tells you enough. When you talk to other coaches, they're probably most scared of him, and they're most worried about stopping him from a defensive standpoint when they're facing us. And, you know, he's obviously a talented kid and a great kid because, you know, his dad's been on staff for a long time, so he's kind of grown up around it. He's just kind of a football junkie, and he does a great job, and he's a great person on and off the field to have, you know, as one of the leaders of this program. You know, and Jared's just a kid that is, you know, he's everything you want in a high school football player. He's athletic, he's smart, and he's tough. And it was disappointing last year. He actually got hurt last year, broke his leg about halfway through the year, and had to miss a lot of our run last year, and we had a pretty successful run, so it's just kind of hard to swallow that and see him have to watch that stuff from the sidelines. But I think he just kind of built a little bit more of a fire inside of him, and you know, he kind of used that as fuel and in his preparation for this year. Obviously, coming into his senior year, he kind of stepped up and filled in right where he left off from last year as far as leadership and his performance on the field. And he's a great leader. Like, you know, both these kids, they're leaders in the weight room, they're leaders in our hallways of our school. And they're leaders on our football field at practice and in games. And that's, you know, Dominic and Jared are both worthy of the award, and they're great representations of this program.
Yeah, sounds like catalyst for your team this year. So going into next year, obviously Dominic is a junior and Jared is a senior. He'll be graduating high school. What do you expect from Dominic going into his senior year? And is Jared have any plans of playing after high school or maybe just going to college or a trade school?
Yeah, well, I think it, starting with Jared, I don't know if he's really decided yet. I think he's got a lot of opportunities. If he wants to go play, he will be able to. He's definitely talented enough, and he's gotten enough interest from schools to where they would definitely love to have him. And it's just one of those things. He's got to kind of decide what he wants to do. It's always interesting because the closer you are to football season, the more you want to play and play it. And you know, usually the further you get away, the recruiting and how that takes a toll on you and kind of making that decision where you want to go spend, you know, another 3 or 4 or 5 years of your life and make that level of commitment, which is even more at the next level. It's hard to weigh on a kid. And so he's got to kind of make that decision of what he wants to do and where he wants to go. And if not, he's definitely a smart enough kid, and he's got a great work ethic. So he'll be great wherever he goes, whether it's, you know, athletics or into the working profession. And Dominic, you know, it's on the last couple of years, and he's got to take that role and continue to accept the risk of leadership, you know, on and off the field. He's a multi-sport kid, so he's got other sports going on with him right now. And he's got to do those and perform his best and do what the best he can at those sports. And then kind of when it gets back into football mode, he'll be ready to go. And we'll expect just as much from him next year, if not more, just because it'll be, you know, his senior year. And but he does a great job of handling that and understanding his role. And I expect him to be just as good next year, if not better.
Yeah, sounds like two players with big seasons for the Spartans and bright futures ahead of them. Once again, this was Coach Cody McDowell from Moberly, and his two Dream Team nominations were Dominic Stone King, junior quarterback, and Jared Heron, senior linebacker.